Her attention was caught by a headline. Fourth local man still missing, and in smaller print, mystery deepens, police no closer to solution. The article outlined the case. The four men had been part of the Upper Norwood Literary and Scientific Society, which met in Forrester's Hall on Westow Street under the presidency of Arthur Conan Doyle. When the writer had resigned in 1894, this group of men had retained their links to the Hall with a variety of clubs and organisations, trying to settle on something of interest. When one of the men, Alfred Cooper, had visited Paris at the end of 1895, he'd seen on a makeshift screen the first flickering movements of babies eating breakfast, of leaves fluttering in the breeze, of workers leaving a factory. And he brought back with him to Crystal Palace a desire to share these wonderful dreams with his friends. We sat in the dark together as one, and we watched as these photographs moved and danced before us, and it was as though ghosts were coming to life before my eyes, he's reported to have said at the inaugural meeting of the Crystal Cine Club. Anne read on, her wrist taking her back and forth between the unfolding of the mystery. The men had met regularly, spending the end of the century buying the equipment necessary to watch these one-reelers with their primitive narratives, a combination of realism and fantasy. Then between February and May, they'd disappeared from public life. One by one, they no longer attended their jobs or their club. They no longer took in the clear air of the park or the blackened smoke of Church Road. As each one left, the others continued, making no comment, appearing resigned to the circumstances, until they, too, took their leave. Their families reported no sightings of them. Cooper and his friends, Samuel Graham, Thomas Bateson, and William Adams, had simply vanished.